Gentlemen. I was just in the car park, you know. Taking my medications. Oh. You know, and I'm swigging it down with the coffee. And I gave a friend a quick phone call to find out what brand adhesive remover, you know, when you put stickers on things and you've got to pull them off and then there's a whole heap of shit left behind, you know. Well, I was in there talking to my friend, like, you know, guys talk, you know, saying, yeah, what do you reckon's the best stuff to get these fucking adhesive off, you know? What's your favourite stuff? And he gave this recommendation. I said, oh, is that shit with the fucking orange oil in it? And he goes, yeah, it does smell a bit citrusy. I said, well, the place you've recommended is, where to get it from is, you know, 1,000 km away, you know? So I said, oh, yeah. Well, I'll just hang a left-hand turn and fucking head up there, you know? But that's when I said, oh, does it have that sort of orange smell, orange oil, you know? And he goes, yeah, it does smell a bit citrusy. He said, oh, fuck it, all right. I'll get a pack of something like that. That's sort of, you can get that in most supermarkets, you know? And this fucking bitch, this old fucking bitch, you know, standing next to me having a coffee, you know, like in the car, around the back of the car, just, oh, excuse me, would you mind your language, you know? And I said, yeah, I would. Yeah, I said, try minding your own fucking business, lady. You know, one of these bitchy old, she's an old cunt, you know, and I gave her a couple of choice remarks, you know, you shouldn't talk like that, you know, and I didn't say it, you know, but I thought about saying it, and, you know, I said, you couldn't get a stiff cock if the fucking Pacific Fleet came into port, you know. Oh yeah, that's what I said to her. Yeah, I said, you know, what'd your last husband die of? Nagging, you know? Yeah, my husband's quite a nice man. You know? And that's when I thought about it. I could have said something like, you know, you couldn't get a stiff cock if the fucking Pacific Fleet rolled up and you're the only girl in town, you know? You're vile. But that's part of that sort of, you know, not putting up with this shit from the fucking women, you know? It's none of her fucking business. If you don't like it, don't stand near and don't listen in, you know? You know? I'm a fucking woman. I'm a fucking, you know, I'm a nasty little pushy fucking bitch. I've got the right to fucking just mouth off at fucking people about what they should be saying and what they shouldn't be saying any time I fucking want, you know? Well, no, you don't. Yeah. Fuck, you know. There's so many of these bloody, these fucking cunts. These retarded country women are like that, you know. Oh, I don't like that. You better switch it off, you know. I was listening to my bloody, I had a backpack with a little, I'd stuck a sock on it so I could put my bloody phone in it and have conversations with people while I'm riding my bike, you know. And one day I was in this shop and, you know, there was this guy talking, you know, and every so often he'd say, fuck this or that or whatever, you know what I mean. And so she'd say, oh, is that the radio, is it? Well, would you mind turning it down? Because that's really offensive, you know. You know? And I looked at the bloody hen-pecked piece of shit she had for a husband. And, you know, I didn't say anything much at the time. Oh, God.